Well, today, 64,000 UK holidaymakers visit the Caribbean Commonwealth country of Antigua and Barbuda annually, arriving either on a cruise or at Antigua's new airport. In the next few minutes, I hope to help you decide whether it's a destination for you. The islands are twin islands, but the midwife must have switched one of them at birth, I think, because they couldn't be more different. There's 30 miles of sea between them, but they're worlds apart. Barbuda is mostly flat. Antigua has big hills. Barbuda is sandy and dry. Antigua has a rainforest. Antigua's developed. Barbuda is developing. What they do have in common is stunning white sandy beaches. I started my visit in Antigua, home to around 85,000 people. As it's just 14 miles long and 11 wide, all locals know the beaches. So there's said to be 365 of them, one for each day of the year.
Beautiful beaches, Turner's Beach, Fry's Beach, Dickinson Bay, wonderful snorkeling. We have so many boat cruises doing snorkeling and luncheon cruises and so on.
Many online reviews have claimed Dickinson's Bay is the best. It's lined with resorts, restaurants, bars and entertainment like glass-bottom boats or banana boat rides. Yemi is a lifeguard there.
So many things, so many activities. As you can see, all the activities on the beach. You have jet ski, you have boat riding, you have sightseeing. So it depends on what you want to do.
There's horses down there as well?
Oh yeah, there's horseback riding as well.
Dickinson Bay was a bit busy for me, but I loved Fry's Beach. A curl of sand that's so white it glows in the sunshine. It's famous for Dennis Thomas's Hilltop Cocktail Bar and Restaurant, and you've got views across the next bay from the top too, so I could see why many couples choose this place for their weddings. Dennis's success at this beautiful spot is tinged with sadness.
My father was a fisherman, and he never returned. Five of us, his five brothers, went to the top of this same property, so 5 acres of land, to light a big bonfire for him. 27 years after, I come to own the same piece of real estate. Here's where I built a restaurant first, then I built a house on top where I actually have a light that is never turned off. That's actually still a signal out there for him.
It was Dennis's mum who taught him how to cook. Brits often don't pick his speciality, but he says they should.
Goat is actually similar to lamb, but the goat is a bit more leaner because it's running around the mountains.
If you want, you can spend your entire break in all-inclusive resorts like those at Dickinson Bay, moving only from the beach to the bar to your bedroom. Sandals say theirs is the most romantic in the world. I wanted to see the real Antigua, so I picked locally owned Anchorage Inn. Nina owns it with her two sisters and a close friend. They used to manage a successful retail business and started a Christmas party for underprivileged kids. After 10 years, the attendance had risen to 100 youngsters, but the event's existence was threatened when the hotel was put on the market, so the women decided to bid for it.
The auctioneer just said, OK, seems like you're the only ones. And he said, going, going, gone. Here you have it. We wrote a check for the deposit, and we drove out. We got it at a good price. And we kind of laughed at ourselves, and we thought, what did we just do?
It's a nice place to stay. All the rooms are different, named after Caribbean islands. There's a pool, too, and a restaurant next door open from morning to evening. And it's affordable.
Not a posh hotel. It's far away from that, as it is. It's an inn, and we strive. Friendliness and cleanliness is our motto here.
Nina, by the way, used to be a Liat Caribbean Airlines hostess, and she can still remember the safety briefing.
Two doors at the front, two doors at the back.
Oh, you're doing it.
Two at the side.
With a bit of rhythm as well.
What's there to see in Antigua? Many people suggested a trip to English Harbour. That's where Simon Le Bon fell off the pier in the Duran Duran video for Rio. Remember that? The main attraction is Nelson's Dockyard. The legendary admiral once lived there. The buildings now contain a nautical museum with ships' figureheads, craft shops, bars and hotels, set alongside a marina.
A lot of history there, and it's a very pretty area.
Tour guide Maria Bradshaw also rated it highly.
It is the only Georgian-built dockyard that's still open in the Western Hemisphere.
Maria hosts a St. John's walking tour. I stayed with her in the vibrant, colourful capital as we walked through busy traffic and sometimes had to shout to be heard. 1 minute, you're facing duty-free and expensive jewellery shops, but turn the corner and you'll see roadside veg or craft stalls. Next, a craft market where the dying art of seed work is on sale. Mimosa plants produce tiny seeds which are worked into jewellery.
They look like coffee beans,
yes,
but smaller.
But much smaller. But from this craft, earrings are made, belts, bags, coasters, bracelets.
Antigua has produced some superb West Indies cricketers, of course. Viv Richards has a stadium named in his honour there. Rendezvous Tours can introduce you to some of the sporting legends of the island.
During the course of the tour, one of our cricket legends spends about 45 minutes with our guests. He gives opinions on what he thinks is going wrong with either the West Indian team or other teams.
If Hollywood star spotting is your preferred game, Antigua does offer A-listers. They have their favourite small island.
The Jumbi Bay. It's a resort up there, and movie stars also have their properties up there.
Okay, which movie stars are there?
Dustin Hoffman, you have Oprah, you have a lot of stars.
Well, that's the 100 square miles of Antigua covered. I'm at the airport now, ready for a short 20-minute flight to the other half of this tiny nation. I'll be travelling back in time, seeing the Caribbean as I'm told it used to be, in Barbuda. Well, today on the Great Destinations radio show, I'm in Antigua and Barbuda. I've left lively, attraction-laden Antigua behind for the smaller island.
This is beautiful Barbuda.
Barking dogs, wandering donkeys and crowing cockerels have replaced Antigua's road traffic noise. The only settlement in Barbuda, Codrington, is a working town. It looks like it's been untouched by tourism. Its bars are basically roadside shacks, and homes of long-gone residents remain boarded up. You don't come here for the town, though. It's beaches again, and birds. I joined George Jeffrey for a boat trip out to the Codrington Lagoon National Park.
Straight over the bow is the planet that go to the bird sanctuary.
Here you can see pelicans, but the main draw is the frigate birds. 500 breeding pairs live in one of the world's largest colonies, and they were crammed together in a small part of the mangrove swamp.
They all hang out together, just like the village. There's only one village on the island up to now.
The sound and smell was incredible.
They don't smell so good, do they? Yeah.
And they look pretty cool too. The males puff up their red throat pouches to attract females. It's such an unusual sight. It's like they've swallowed a balloon.
The male, he inflates that red pouch to tantalise and attracts the female.
So his neck gets bigger, basically?
Yes. If you're there when they're doing their thing, they will stick it in the wings in the air and vibrate, clock of the beaks giving off the drum-like sound, shaking the pouch. But you ever seen Rachel playing how he rocks both sides? That's some like how he will have it in the nest. And all that is just drawing attention to the female. He's saying, hey, come on, baby, pick me, don't study the other bums around.
Ogden Burton is park manager at the Lagoon National Park, where he told me that frigate birds can't get wet.
If they go into the water, the feathers will get moist. That would be a sure death if they fall in the water.
Barbuda is a birdwatcher's paradise and is a chance to view the Barbuda warbler.
Only found here.
What does it look like?
It's a warbler itself, kind of a yellowish in colour. They found it throughout the whole island.
Back on the boat, George told us a little about Barbuda's past. Everything's named after the brothers Codrington, who leased the island in 1685 for an annual payment of sheep.
A fat sheep never went to England, so Mr. Codrington was really a lucky man.
The coral limestone meant sugar plantations wouldn't grow, so he made his money from root crops and robbery.
So as the traders go up and down the Caribbean chain with their valuables, and they're not paying attention, and they run aground here, the Codrington have a team jump into action pretty quickly, relieve those guys of their goods, but give them ride to town, so they can make their connecting ride.
Today, George offers a warmer welcome to arriving boats. He provides a water taxi service and also ferries fishermen around.
So why do you love it here?
Peace and quiet.
He says with the phone going off.
Peace and quiet.
They can always get you on a mobile phone anywhere, even in paradise, though, can't they?
That's true.
Well, on the quayside, I met Vanetta Burton. She's come home to Barbuda after decades in New York. and she prepared some fantastic seafood for me, the sort that you can buy from the few small hut-like cafes.
A snapper that is deep-fried, seasoned nicely, and we eat it with our hands. So okay. There's no utensils here.
Yeah, well, less washing up.
Yeah, that's right. On Sundays, they do a big Sunday morning breakfast. Saltfish or lingfish with zucchini, eggplant, and okra.
Well, I got on another faster boat to jet across the lagoon for more seafood. Barbuda Bell is a luxury boutique hotel accessible only by boat. Their chef offers fresh seafood with a French twist. A platter of lobster was sweet, succulent and delicious. Speedy Walter.
You land, you're on one of the world's largest saltwater lagoon, Codrington Lagoon, and you get here, but you start to let your hair down and relax and off gas from the time you get to boarding the boat to getting here, because it's not done in a rush. It's the scenery, it's everything. And then when you get here and you put your foot on the sand, then it's, you know.
The hotel has the look of Asia because furniture was imported direct from Bali. The dining area centrepiece is a table that must be 30 feet long. Speedy told me he wanted families to be able to dine together. His wife, Rosalind, comes from Exeter and says she loves the vibe of island life.
Barbuda's just become my home.
And the only downside is that you can't get crumpets. Well, the first guest that brings you a crumpet, I'm sure they get free drink.
I'm sure of that. There will be plenty of rum flowing that night.
Before I left Barbuda Bell, Chef Luke took me on a golf buggy to see the island's famous pink sands.
Look, there's a pink.
Then I crossed the lagoon again to meet with Kelsina Burton-George. She's got three self-catering cottages, built on stilts on the sands. They're popular with writers because the view is inspiring.
We have had several writers coming here for, number one, the peace and tranquility.
There, you're not far from Princess Diana Beach, the stretch of sand she enjoyed the most during her time staying at the exclusive K Club. Bar owner Uncle Roddy was bartender.
He told me, treat me like your regular guest or like your friend. That relaxed me a lot.
Roddy worked away in Toronto for a while and fulfilled his dream 12 years ago when he opened his bar opposite the beach. He's famous for his rum punch.
Ice, a touch of lime, touch of bitters, touch of grenadine syrup. Then you add the rum, pineapple and orange juice. At least 2 ounces of rum and then you're good to go.
Tour driver George recommends a trip to the highest ground, 125 feet above sea level.
And you can see tankers, boats passing, going to Europe.
And there's something to see underground too.
We go to caves that we call Gun Shop. The name comes about, you used to mine phosphate from it. And we take it through and you can get some good, nice photo shots. A nice view of Barbuda and, you know what I mean, nice photo for people who likes to computer screensaver and other stuff.
Tourism is in its infancy, and in hindsight, I wished I hadn't stayed in Codrington Town. It was hard getting food, public Wi-Fi and taxis were expensive. One driver kept telling me to pay what I thought the ride was worth, which got really awkward.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.
It's 9 hours from London Gatwick to Antigua with Virgin from around 550. You'll get a better deal with a charter holiday. And the Barbuda Express ferry takes 90 minutes from Antigua and costs around £60.